Plainfield and Cornish combined have fewer than 4,000 residents, but a pretty sizable number of them are considering forking over around 18 grand to put solar panels on their roofs.
So here we are, Main Street, Plainfield, New Hampshire. One single road lined both sides with cars for pretty much as far as I can see.
Inside the Plainfield Town Hall are hundreds of people like Rick Hines, who says his roof would be perfect for solar.
It's south-facing, and every time I look up there, you know, it's bacon. It wants some solar panels on it.
Hines, like many in the room, is crunching the numbers to see if his family can clear the traditional hurdle for anyone installing solar panels, the price tag.
So that's our dilemma right now, is coming up with that initial amount of money to fund it. But I'm going to go home and talk to the wife a little bit more about it, because it seems like a really great deal and a really good thing to do.
This is the basic idea of Solarize Upper Valley. Offer a really good deal. A local nonprofit called Vital Communities helped the town select an installer, and the more people who sign up, the cheaper the solar panels get. There are four pricing tiers, and to get to the cheapest price, the towns have to get more than 60 kilowatts of solar panels on roofs. Craig Bell is the general manager for Solar Source, which will install the panels. He says an average residential solar array is 5 kilowatts.
If you think about 60 kilowatts, that's 12, you know, those 5 kW systems. So you're there fairly quickly if you look at it in that manner.
So here's the push. Get 12 houses or so to sign on for solar arrays in Plainfield and Cornish. If that happens, they'll get a big discount, which Bell thinks could amount to as much as $3,000 for some homes. And given the turnout for the kickoff event, that's feasible. 115 people packed the town hall, and Solar Source scheduled 90 site visits.
This is a great time to sort of step up and say, you don't have to drive a Prius, you don't have to be someone who, whatever, you can just go solar. You can be anyone, you can go solar.
Sarah Simons is the energy program coordinator for Vital Communities. She says this program is based on similar efforts in Connecticut and Massachusetts.
They've seen double, if not triple or quadruple, the amount of solar residential energy in those communities just in a 15-20 week period, which is incredible if we're talking about, you know, how to jumpstart a solar energy market.
In the Upper Valley, there are three Solarize efforts taking place at the same time. One in Plainfield and Cornish, one in Lyme, and another across the river in Thetford and Stratford, Vermont. They come at a pretty good time for solar. Panel prices have fallen precipitously over the past 3 years, and federal and state rebates now cover about half of the cost of installing an array. Solar Source thinks that a standard installation, something tied to the grid and not backed up by batteries, could pay for itself in 10 years, and the rest of the 25-year life of the solar panels is pure gravy. Ron Eberhardt, a selectman in Plainfield, says increasingly the decision to go solar is not about being an environmentalist. It's economic.
People in Plainfield, certainly, that, you know, that I'm familiar with, now it's not just the old hippies that want to do it. It's people for whom it makes sense for all kinds of reasons.
In 2013, more than 4,700 megawatts of solar was installed around the country. Only natural gas surpassed it in terms of new electric generation. At the same time, battles began to spring up between solar companies and traditional utilities, fighting to keep their economic model from eroding from under them. That hasn't been the case in New Hampshire, where solar hasn't caught on in a big way. That's probably because, for most, solar still feels exotic. Eberhardt thinks it will only catch on when enough people are hearing from someone they really trust who already has panels.
That kind of word of mouth, they're seeing that your neighbor's doing it, and it makes sense. It's a little less frightening, and it's a little more familiar.
Which may be what starts to happen 6 months from now in the Upper Valley. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.